Some members of the National Guard are veterans of a different situation. They are still patrolling New Orleans. And last week they encountered a man who pointed what looked like a rifle. Only after guardsmen shot and killed the man did they find his weapon was a BB gun. The man holding it was Terry Burton, whose family says he was mentally ill. That incident was a reminder of two things about New Orleans. Crime has nearly everyone on edge, and guard units are among those fighting it. NPR's Greg Allen reports from New Orleans.
Lieutenant Colonel Pete Schneider has been with the Louisiana National Guard for 22 years. He sent guard members to Iraq, Afghanistan, and Guantanamo Bay. For this deployment, he drives not a Humvee, but a black Chevy Suburban.
You know, somebody used the term, we're occupying New Orleans. You know, we're not occupying New Orleans.
The 300 National Guard members currently in New Orleans are here at the request of the mayor and the city's police chief. Governor Kathleen Blanco dispatched the soldiers last June when the city saw a surge in violent crime, a problem that spiked again in January, drawing national headlines. Guard troops here like the assignment. Eating out on a per diem and sleeping in a New Orleans hotel clearly beats the accommodations in Afghanistan or Iraq. And Schneider says in these still desolate New Orleans neighborhoods, guard members feel welcome.
You know, the only resentment that I've heard so far is after the last incident, which really brought reality of what's happening. And even after last week, there's still a great concern that we're here, and there's a great concern if we leave, what will happen, because even the chief said he's not ready yet for us to leave.
The guard troops get their mission from New Orleans police commanders, patrolling big areas where law enforcement resources are thin, Lakeview, New Orleans East, and the Lower Ninth Ward. Colonel Schneider pulls up outside a house on Flood Street in the Lower Ninth Ward, where guard members are already on the scene.
How you doing today?
A guard unit responded to a call from a police dispatcher about a possible attempted suicide. Resident David Ellis says, as it turned out, his nephew may just have taken too many sleeping pills. Ellis has been back in this still mostly abandoned neighborhood for 4 months and has slept in his car while he tries to get his house livable again.
I mean, it's peaceful because, you know, ain't too many people here, you know, but you still got your, you know, the ones that are doing the crime, you know.
Ellis says he's glad to see National Guard and police in the neighborhood, especially to chase off thieves who snatch whatever they can from abandoned houses.
They're stealing what's going to sell the quickest, you know, like copper and aluminum, number one.
Have you seen houses stripped in this neighborhood?
Oh, man, look around, baby. Yeah, all of them stripped, tell you the truth.
One of the main jobs for the National Guard in these neighborhoods is patrolling for unscrupulous contractors and scavengers. That's what National Guard troops thought Terry Burton was last week. They saw him riding a bike and carrying a hacksaw. When they approached him, he fled to a vacant house. They followed him, and that's where the confrontation happened, and Burton was killed. Joseph Foucault is a private from Shreveport who's now on his second deployment to New Orleans. He likes the job and believes the Guard makes a big difference in these marginal neighborhoods. But he concedes it takes a toll on your nerves.
Anytime you come in confrontation with somebody, you never know what they've got on them or what they're doing. So your nerves is what you got. It's what keeps you running. It's not so much fear as it is just being concerned for your safety. Every time you come in contact with somebody, you've got to have that concern for your safety.
Along with trespassing and property theft, truancy is a big problem. Guard units make the rounds looking for kids who should be in school. Foucault says because they're military, in many cases the guard gets treated even better than the city police. In a desolate neighborhood like the Lower Ninth Ward, it's not unusual for residents to wave them down and offer them a cold drink.
Most of the people that want us here like us being here, and the people that don't want us here, that's the ones causing the problems.
National Guard troops will be in New Orleans until at least the end of June. Then city and state officials will have to decide whether they still need the military or whether police can take over patrolling streets that in many neighborhoods still feel like no man's land. Greg Allen, NPR News, New Orleans.